left hamstring. Baseball finals today. The Diamondbacks shut out the Astros 4-0 in Houston. The Indians win the first of two in Minnesota, 9-3. That's six wins in a row for Cleveland. Yan Gomes with a three-run homer, and he drives in four. Finals on day one at the Little League World Series. Connecticut beats New Jersey 7-6. Venezuela beats Mexico 4-1. Right now on ESPN, Canada leads Italy 3-1 in the third.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
With the AutoZone Rewards program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited and celebrate. Add a fist pump to that oil change. Whoop it up while you wash and wax. Finish that tune-up by giving yourself a high five. Because you're earning a $20 reward when you spend $20 five times. So sign up online or in-store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The date for Ezekiel Elliott's appeal hearing has been set, August 29th. The Cowboys running back officially filed his notice for appeal to a six-game suspension on Tuesday. Harold Henderson has been appointed to hear Elliott's suspension appeal. Henderson heard former NFL defensive end Greg Hardy's domestic violence appeal in 2015. Meantime, still no Le'Veon Bell at camp in Pittsburgh, but GM Kevin Colbert is imploring him to return to work. Colbert, in a recent interview, saying it's beneficial for everybody to have Bell back in camp. Steelers and Bell couldn't agree on a long-term contract before the franchise tag deadline last month, and the running back has stayed away from team activities while training in South Florida. Steelers receiver Sammy Coates was activated from the PUP list on Wednesday. Coates has been sidelined with a knee injury since late July and was back on the practice field in pads on Wednesday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
It is 5:04. Welcome into the Todd Brolecamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. All three frequencies right now, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, our historic main gym, which can be heard all across eastern Iowa. Plenty more to get to on the program tonight. Someone's going to walk away with a pair of tickets to see Hairball as they return to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena in November. Rock and roll will never die as long as Hairball has anything to say about it. If you don't want to win tickets, or if you don't win tickets and you still want to get your hands on them, they're available right now through Ticketmaster.com, or you can pick them up at the box office either at the Ice Arena or at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. Quick update on some Major League Baseball games in progress right now. Toronto leads Tampa Bay 3-2. Atlanta has a 10-3 advantage on Colorado at Coors Field. That game now through seven innings. And yes, at Wrigley Field today in Chicago, they are now in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cincinnati has a 13-10 lead on the Chicago Cubs. On the subject of baseball, something happened at Fenway Park last night.
Yes, it did. Are you speaking of...
I'm not talking about the actual baseball game.
You're talking about the first pitch.
I'm talking about the first pitch in... I don't know what it is about first pitches. They're not that difficult, but...
Now, throwing out a first pitch would be my worst nightmare, Todd.
People tend to get the yips a little bit. I mean...
I already have them, so...
Have the yips?
Absolutely.
Where or how did you acquire said yips?
I have no idea how I acquired them, but I acquired them in about eighth grade. And I still have them.
So if I gave you a ball right now and asked you to gently toss it to Kyle, you wouldn't be able to hit him right in the numbers?
Well, I could lob it to him from 5 feet away, but if we're talking like 30, 40 feet away,
okay.
Not a chance.
You got a little Chuck Knoblauch in you.
I got some Chuck Knoblauch. I've got some Rick Ankiel.
A little bit of Mackie Sasser.
A little Mackie Sasser.
Kyle's right now. He's like, who?
Steve Sachs.
That's, by the way, that's a Hector Villanueva reference and a Mackie Sasser drop, all within about 1 hour and 15 minutes on the program today. So you've got the yips.
Playing catch with me is terrifying.
So the Red Sox had a reunion of the 1967 Impossible Dream Red Sox team last night. And throwing out the first pitch before the game was a young man by the name of Jordan Leandra, who has survived Ewing sarcoma. He's a huge Red Sox fan. It's not the first time that they've had him throw out the first pitch before. And he's now a junior in high school. He actually is playing baseball in high school. So this is an honest-to-goodness baseball player. He's on the mound. He winds up. He throws the first pitch, and it's just a little bit inside, high and inside. It sails over the head of the catcher, and it hits a photographer.
I'm watching it right now.
Name of Tony Capobianco. That's a great name. Some of us live life with names like Brommelkamp, and Tony gets to go through life telling people that his last name is Capobianco. It hits the photographer, Tony Capobianco, right in the Biancos.
In the huevos?
Yes. And the best part is, he got a picture of the ball heading in his general direction. He took a picture of the ball mid-flight and didn't think to reflexively cover up his nether region. And he took one for the team last night.
That's a great photographer.
He's dedicated to his craft. There's good news in all of this because, as any enterprising minor league baseball team should do, you got to strike while the iron is hot. Look, the Cedar Rapids Colonels are no different. They're already selling Royce Lewis number 30 T-shirt jerseys, if you will. So the AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, have extended an invitation for Tony Capobianco to throw out a first pitch of his own. So the story has a happy ending.
I said this while we were in the sports office before the show. I am surprised that this doesn't happen more often. And you looked at me and you said, well, you have to be very inaccurate. But I know kind of what the yips are like, and they usually happen when someone is completely nervous, when someone is in front of a crowd and they're not used to being in front of the crowd, like, I don't know, somebody who doesn't play baseball throwing out the first pitch in front of 40,000 people, things tend to get a little bit inaccurate. Some of the best first pitches I've ever seen, what was it, 50 Cent? Missed, he spiked it, threw it right into the ground.
That was bad. I think Carl Lewis has had a bad one, and he had a bad national anthem performance too, so he's Carl Lewis trying to hit for the cycle. I'm trying to think. There have been some other really terrible first pitches.
But there's all those people just standing around, including photographers and fans, and they're right within, they're in the line of fire. So I've always wondered, has this ever happened? Has someone ever been struck by a first pitch and that was That was kind of funny and kind of painful to watch at the same time.
We interrupt this program to inform you that 0330 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line is driving past the casino in Osceola, which is now no longer Terrible's Casino. It's now Lakeside Casino, where I won $85 in nickels while watching Glenn Campbell in concert several years ago. So thank you, 0330, for a callback to one of last week's program, one of last week's shows here on KGYM. You too can use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Something else involving the Red Sox, which is going to make a ton of news, is the fact that the owner of the Red Sox, John Henry, you may or may not remember him from his starring role in the movie Moneyball. John Henry offers Billy Bean a job at the end of the movie, and Brad Pitt, a.k.a. Billy Bean, has to think about it, and he ultimately decides, no, I'm going to stay in Oakland, where several years from now I will trade Addison Russell and Billy McKinney to the Cubs for Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hammel.
I want to stay in Oakland where I have a built-in excuse. Sorry. Rant finished. Rant finished.
John Henry said today that he would be open to renaming the street that is outside of Fenway Park, which is currently Yawkey Way, named after Tom Yawkey, who was the owner of the Boston Red Sox for many, many years. And this is going to be interesting because Tom Yawkey was not a great human being. And it's pretty widely known that he was a racist individual. And you've got this current climate going on in the country, and it's virtually impossible to separate the stick-to-sports crowd from talking about some of these issues because they're bleeding over into the sports world. You've got more players now, Marshawn Lynch Michael Bennett. I almost said Martellus Bennett. That's his brother, Michael Bennett of the Seahawks. They're now doing what Colin Kaepernick did. And you've got the Red Sox here in Boston, which is a city that has had major, major racial division for a very long time.
Including a very highly publicized incident this year with Adam Jones.
Yes. And is there any doubt that this is not going to end well for the Red Sox and John Henry as they attempt to rename? Now, I've mentioned this before on the air. The Red Sox were the last major league team to integrate. And you watch Jackie Robinson in 1947 with the Dodgers in Brooklyn, and Larry Doby joins the Indians, and 12 years later, Tom Yawkey decides, okay, yeah, maybe it's time. And they sign Pumpsy Green, or bring Pumpsy Green up, who was the first African-American member of the Red Sox. So there is I wouldn't necessarily say a movement, but there's probably going to be a movement underway to rename Yawkey Way. And now you've got Red Sox fans that are speculating, yeah, they could rename it after David Ortiz. Some people have said, hey, why not name it after Pumpsy Green? And all I can think of is maybe, just maybe, let's stop naming things after people and just maybe give it a generic name, like Red Sox Way. And I know that sounds really mealy-mouthed and kind of like I'm sitting on the fence, but...
Not Curt Schilling Way? Oh, nope, sorry. Well, I don't want to go there.
What happens if you take Tom Yawkey's name off? And look, Tom Yawkey is in the Hall of Fame, and he also would be in the Hall of Fame of racist jerks. But what happens if you take his name off of this and you put somebody else's name on there, and then 30, 40, 50 years down the road, you find out something bad about that person?
It's tough.
And then you go through the whole thing again.
Are the Kentucky Wildcats going to have to rename their arena?
After Adolph Rupp.
Yes. There's a fine line here. And I know in this climate, there's going to be discussions about everything, every street, every building, every monument. being renamed if it stands for something that shouldn't be stood for. So it'll be very interesting. I agree. Just stop naming, especially streets. It's just unnecessary.
This is, look, it's not necessarily groundbreaking. Anytime you want to name something after somebody, you'll always have a crowd out there who doesn't like that person, and for whatever reason, they will complain about it. Went through this, my hometown went through this recently, not recently, I mean within the last 10 or 15 years or so, they wanted to put somebody's name on one of the athletic facilities. I don't want to get too specific because I don't want to rip off any old scabs, but the suggestion was to put somebody's name on one of the athletic facilities there, and there were people in town that weren't necessarily big fans of that person, and then they raised holy hell. And so, no, we got to keep it generic. And it's just, it's a little bit similar to that situation that it will be going on there, but I have a hard time with naming things after people anyway, because you never know. Look at, and I'll go down the road, look at Penn State, okay?
Exactly.
You know how many people probably name their children after Joe Paterno over the years? And I'm sure that there are still some people who are drinking that Penn State Kool-Aid, but
there's plenty of them.
There
still
are probably a lot of people who named their children after Joe Paterno who maybe are having second thoughts about that at this point, or maybe don't feel as good about it now as they did in 1979 or whenever they did it.
I think the same can be said, not necessarily on the same scale, but whenever we're talking about people putting people up on a pedestal and them kind of falling off of what you thought that they were, I think Tiger Woods gets brought up, Joe Paterno gets brought up, and there is some level of danger there naming monuments, buildings, streets after people. But in this day and age where everything is bought and everything is sponsored, I think we're going to start seeing more of it and not less. Don't you think?
More of
people of streets and buildings and stadiums being named after people, because everything can be bought. Everything has a price.
Yes. Or we could just do what Matt Campbell does in Ames and just be really vague about things. Although instead of saying the actual street names or building names, you could just sort of casually describe them. That kind of would make it really difficult to put an address into MapQuest.
The street out east?
Yeah. And they get the street out east named after the one guy who was there and coached the one team. Evishevsky Drive? I'm hesitant to go down that road because I know there's a number of people out there that sports is sort of an escape for them, an escape from reality, and they don't want to touch on this, but it's bleeding over, and there's really not much of a fine line between the non-sports world and the sports world now, and this is just another fine example of that. But, and you can say, well, this person's a great example, and there's no dirt or nothing in that person's history that would. It's really difficult to go down that road because, look, you name somebody after someone that you admire, and it turns out that 25, 30 years after the fact, you find out that that person really isn't a good human being. What do? You're not going to change your name. That's why I think you name dogs after people you admire, especially in the world of sports. Naming your children, I would draw the line there.
There's a 0936 on the text line is a little upset that I put Joe Paterno and Tiger Woods in the same category, only in the sense that they were very admired, and you just found out that they weren't exactly the most righteous person that you thought they were. That's the only comparison that's there. Clearly, Tiger Woods, the transgressions of Tiger Woods and Joe Paterno are not on the same level. Sorry, I had to clarify that.
And this is a good example. You will have people that, no matter who it is, they'll have people in their camp who just, there are people out there that just, anytime Pete Rose comes up in the news, they've got his back. Pete Rose, who a couple weeks ago, it turns out there was another revelation that maybe he had relations with very young girls back in the day. And it just keeps getting, if you would have told me back in 1989, 1990, when I was like 10 years old, that the betting on baseball thing would probably be not the worst thing that I found out or learned about Pete Rose the rest of my life, I maybe would have been a little incredulous. And now you look back and go, that seems quaint. Remember when we didn't like Pete Rose because he bet on baseball instead of not liking Pete
that
Rose
was so 30 years
for
ago.
Doing all of the other things? Trying to think there if Pete Rose would have ever faced Hector Villanueva as manager of the Reds, whether he would have had to put in a call to the bullpen to bring in somebody to get Hector out. 319-366-1600. So monitor that situation in Boston, because I think that's going to be something that could possibly not turn out well. Let's put it that way. They want to name it David Ortiz. Well, David Ortiz has had his name linked to performance-enhancing drugs. Now, you will have a lot of Red Sox people that will argue that nothing ever came of that and that he's innocent and everything. But I'm just saying, okay, you want to take one bad person's name off of something and you want to put another person's name on it? You better be damn sure that that person is a saint. And there aren't a whole lot of those people running around in the world of professional sports.
Well,
not very many.
There's always something that somebody can find about anybody. There's always some kind of bad that people can find and will find in any situation.
Tickets, parking tickets, well, yeah.
The United flight where that guy was dragged off the plane. There were several news sources coming out with, well, this guy, he's had some problems in the past. I don't even remember what his problems were. But people always go there.
He plugged a toilet somewhere one time.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Didn't fess up to it.
So no matter who or no matter what a street or a building is named after, somebody is going to find something wrong with that person.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We've got Woodja on the way. Hour number three will feature a very special guest appearance by our own Scott Unash tonight. Not once, but twice in the third and final hour of the program tonight. Scott will be checking in from Kingston Stadium. It's the kickoff to the high school football season with our friends from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, a two-hour program beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. If you're a high school football fan, you're not going to want to miss it. Most of the area metro coaches will be participating. They'll be talking about their teams. There's going to be some great prizes and sort of a first-of-its-kind event that we've partnered with the Gazette. Scott will be checking in, and as he said earlier today, setting the scene. Hopefully I set the scene for you in hour number one when we were talking about the bathroom situation.
You painted a picture.
They don't call me Bob Ross for nothing. 524. Nobody calls me that, by the way. It is. I'd be all for naming something after Bob Ross. That right there is a genuine American hero. That man could take a blob of white paint and turn it into a happy cloud.
What about Jim Ross?
Good old JR? I don't know. I don't know him all that well.
He's
got barbecue sauce.
I don't think this is an insult at all. Remember when one of the listeners stopped by Coach's Corner Sports Pub and said that there's a striking resemblance between you and Jim Ross?
I thought he said that about Tyler. Did he say it about me?
I can't remember. It was one of you.
Well, I wouldn't take it as an insult.
It's not an insult.
I would take his career over mine.
Well, but you paint a picture here, so I think that what you do is admirable too.
13, there's nothing to admire about what I do for a living. I can't wait until my son is old enough where I have to explain to him what it is that I do for a living. I just hope I'm still working here long enough
you
for
really
that day.
You really hate that talk, don't you?
What?
When you have to explain to someone what you do for a living.
Yeah, because people tend to think it's a bigger deal than it actually
That's true.
Is. You know that,
I don't,
and you haven't been doing it for as long as I have, but
I don't necessarily like it either.
People tend to think it's a really big deal. Like, I got invited to do a, I want to call it a book fair, but it was for a parent-teacher organization, and she said it would help to have a celebrity there. And I go, oh, who's coming? Who's the celebrity?
I still remember your story about that time when you were, what was it, in Clinton, and the PA announcer announced that you were there, and someone sitting next to you said, who?
Yeah.
I want that to happen to me someday. Yeah. I would take that as a big-time compliment.
I actually, you know, in hindsight, and at the time I thought it was funny. In hindsight, I think it's hilarious. 527, the Reds beat the Cubs today, by the way, 13-10 at Wrigley Field. That game has gone final.
Holy cow, Texter, you are right on the money. 2207. Ryder looks like Huey Anderson.
Louie Anderson, I believe, is who the texter would be referring to. Yeah, that's Louie Anderson. What reminds me, when is Baskets coming back on FX? That's a good program. 527, he plays Christine Baskets, the mom of Zach Galifianakis, and she's obsessed with two things in life, Costco and Arby's. Oh, and Ronald Reagan. Three things in life. Check it out. I'm sure it's on demand, streaming on FX. It's actually kind of a funny show if you're into black comedies, dark comedies. What is the proper term? Dark comedies. Yeah. 528. Save me from myself, please. Kyle's going to have a big board update for us when we return after this. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
Welcome back in just shy of 5:30. Time to send it over to Kyle Mann for your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, the presenting sponsor once again for this year's Fry Fest.
Former Cyclone George Niang signed a partially guaranteed one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors yesterday. He'll be one of the last players on the bench, but the Warriors do have a track record of utilizing young, cheap, and talented players, even into the playoffs. The Gazette and KGYM Radio released preseason high school football rankings. Ankeny Centennial sits atop Class 4A with Iowa City West 4th, Cedar Rapids Washington 6th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Pella was pegged as the Class of 3A with Xavier 3rd. Mount Vernon is tied for 2nd in Class 2A with Williamsburg 7th. And Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Tonight marks the first night of high school football in the area, with some teams playing Week 0 games, including HLV and Wayland at Wayland and Lone Tree at Central City. The Colonels lost 7-2 last night to the Burlington Bees in the third of a four-game series. One positive that did come from that, however, was Shane Carrier hitting a solo home run to extend his hitting streak to 22 games. They'll try to preserve a series split tonight with Patrick McGuff on the hill squaring off with Chris Rodriguez beginning at 6:30. The Twins and Indians were postponed last night in Minnesota, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Game 1 finished before we came on the air. Cleveland won that one 9-3. Game 2 set to start at 6:10, and that being a rain makeup game, we don't have that one on KGYM. You can keep it here for some good old-fashioned ESPN programming.
Where did the good old-fashioned thing come from, by the way? Because you've used it a lot.
Well, it's just easy to say. I say good old-fashioned Alex Koons. Just good old-fashioned all the time. And then after you called it out, it felt like a thing.
I'm not that old fashioned, am I?
I don't know.
I drink old fashions.
You had the Werther's original candies on your desk for a while. That's kind of an old person thing.
That's true.
Not necessarily old fashioned, but kind of an old person thing. And you eat dinner really early.
That's true.
You do eat dinner
so
early.
Maybe you are a little old fashioned.
Maybe that makes sense then.
What do you want to talk about on Would You today? I'm struggling to come up with good Would You's. Other than there will be a bathroom related one on Would You. I hope you guys know that.
Oh.
I don't want to step on any toes. Because when that happens, people get called out. When people try to change the rules or come up with questions. So
well, I'll let
maybe
you
during
guys,
the break we'll ponder some things up and
I'll let
and
you
we'll
guys,
come up with something.
You guys think about it. Would You is on the way next. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with good old-fashioned Alex Koon right here on, see, it doesn't work that well, does it? Right here on KGYM.
This bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Four men's college basketball teams and their traveling parties are all safe and accounted for today in Barcelona in the aftermath of a terrorist attack. The teams from Clemson, Oregon State, Tulane, and Arizona are all on exhibition tours in Spain. A van drove into a crowd of pedestrians right in front of the hotel where the Oregon State and Clemson groups were staying. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Rams defensive lineman Aaron Donald may continue his holdout into the regular season. One source even speculated Donald could sit out the entire year. After a tweet from former Buccaneers coach Tony Dungy, the Bucs, the Rays, and the Lightning will provide the money needed to take down a Confederate statue that stands in front of a Tampa courthouse. Baseball finals today. The Reds beat the Cubs 13-10. John Lester left that game for Chicago in the second inning with a tight lat muscle. He gave up 9 runs in the second inning. The Diamondbacks shut out the Astros 4-0 in Houston. The Indians beat the Twins 9-3.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
MetroPCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get 2 lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get 2 free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. MetroPCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tether. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The 4th
4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only. Claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store at jcp.com for details.
5:36, welcome back. It's the Todd Brolkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann. Remember, hairball tickets on the way tonight before 7 o'clock. Hairball returning to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this November. Tickets for that show are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com or in person at the box office, either at the U.S. Cellular Center downtown or at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, where the show will be held. 319-366-1600, that's the number that you're going to need to call when it's time to call. We caught up earlier today with Mason McCoy, the former Iowa shortstop. That podcast will be available shortly at kgymradio.com. We also have a poll question for you today at kgymradio.com. It has to do with Iowa's non-conference basketball schedule. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The schedule released at 3:30. Do you think Iowa's non-conference hoops schedule is too soft? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Right now, 66% of those responding say no, the non-conference schedule is not too soft for the Hawkeyes. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a little bit as well. Hour number three is on the way. We'll catch up with Scott Unash, our very own Scott Unash. He's at Kingston Stadium tonight. It's week zero of the high school football season. Not everybody is playing this week. As a matter of fact, there's no game at Kingston Stadium tonight. But what there is a kickoff event featuring most of the metro area football coaches and our friends from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We're going to have a little bit of a roundtable discussion with them. They'll talk a little bit about their teams, great prizes tonight. We've got a magnet schedule of all of the high school games that we're going to be broadcasting this year. If you stop on out to Kingston Stadium tonight, you can pick one of those magnets up, as well as I'm sure some other KGYM prizes. Scott will be checking in with us a couple times in hour number three this evening. But right now, it's Thursday, and that means only one thing.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die? Or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would ya?
All right, let's get would ya started with a little friendly Iowa-Iowa State rivalry talk here. Alex Kuhn, if you were Matt Campbell, would you refer to Iowa by name? Or would you do what Matt Campbell has done and refuse to say the name of the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Well, at this point, he has to stick to his guns. And I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to stir up the rivalry a little bit. I think it's in part with all the chatter around Iowa and beefing up their schedule. I think Iowa State feels a little bit disrespected. And they were disrespected at Big 12 Media Day. No one's talking about this team. And I think that what Matt Campbell is doing is going to catch a lot of people by surprise, and it really shouldn't. I do think that he's going to eventually have some success at Iowa State. And after Brian Ferentz comes out and refers to his program as those guys in Ames, I have no problem with a little bit of back and forth. I don't necessarily think it's very original. I don't think it's creative at all. But he said it once, He needs to continue saying it. Stick to your guns. I would continue calling Iowa the team out east if I were Matt Campbell.
Yeah, based on the fact that Brian Ferentz did it first, I'm totally okay with Matt Campbell bringing a little bit of petty wars to the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry. I think
petty wars are good old-fashioned petty wars.
Petty wars are a very new thing, or at least a very new hashtag in the last several years. But I'm into it. I think that what makes a rivalry great is that animosity, and like, you can be respectful with it, and that's always the way that I've been with like Cubs Cardinals. Todd, I know you don't agree with it, but I feel like I can have respect for the teams that I don't like, especially.
Whoa! You don't? Do I not have respect for the Cardinals?
Well, it was the.
Alex is laughing.
He's backing himself into a corner.
Alex is laughing. Apparently, I don't.
Oh, that's funny.
What's so funny?
That he's backing himself into a corner.
I want to know what's going on here.
What's going on here, Kyle?
Well, we had the discussion about.
I'm kidding.
Okay. There was a I think the animosity in that rivalry is what makes rivalries interesting, and. Matt Campbell trying to get excitement and momentum in his program. You don't have anything if you don't have a common enemy, and if you don't utilize your rival in state as that kind of jumping off point where you can get people excited about what's going on, then what do you have? So I would keep doing it. I would maybe try to come up with a better name, a more brandable alternative name for Iowa than the team out east, but I would continue to not call them Iowa.
They don't have a natural rivalry in the Big 12, and I think it's tough. That's kind of a tough thing, and they're not alone. I think that a lot of schools fall under that same boat where they don't have a natural rivalry. They don't have a game where you can circle it on the schedule and say, man, I absolutely hate that team. When you play football, you don't like any team that you play, but it certainly helps if you can have a little bit of extra bulletin board material, a little bit of extra motivation to get up for a couple of games. And Iowa State doesn't have that in conference, so I have no problem with them making Iowa that game. And Iowa State fans, do not construe this as me calling that game their Super Bowl. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, they had two of those in the Big 12, and they've since lost them. The Nebraska game you could circle, and then Missouri they played for the telephone trophy, and neither one of those teams is in the Big 12 anymore. I guess the closest thing at this point would be maybe Kansas, which is more of a basketball rivalry than it is a football. Kansas State, Farmageddon, but it lacks the Missouri or Nebraska feel to that series. Okay, one down. Next one, let's go to Major League Baseball. I'm going to give you the Dodgers or the rest of the National League field for the World Series. Who would you take, Kyle?
That you say the rest of the field, but for me, what it really comes down to is the Dodgers or the Nationals. So it's really still just a 50-50 question, because I honestly don't think, I don't want to have to admit this, but I don't think the Cubs have what it takes. They made their moves at the deadline. They're still not playing well. Now they're hurt. I don't think it's going to be the Cubs.
You don't think it's going to be the Cubs?
No.
Yeah, I think it's you probably should have come to that realization a little bit sooner than now.
Well,
if it's just recent.
I wasn't going to abandon hope, though, but now I'm just ready to be realistic.
Short of John Lester's arm falling off his body today, which may or may not have occurred during the second inning. So you think Dodgers, Nats?
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know what, I'll go ahead and go Nationals, because I think that their top three pitchers, I think their lineup is better, 1-9. And their pitching isn't as good top to bottom, but their top three are good enough. The lineup is good enough to get hot, steal a couple, and then, you know, anything can happen. So I think the Nationals could make things really interesting. I'll go field.
Kyle, I also agree with you that it's a two-team race. And it's kind of it's kind of weird for me to say that, because I know how unpredictable postseason baseball can be. But I also think it's the Dodgers and the Nationals. And if you're going to give me the choice between the two, I'm not taking Dusty Baker and the Washington Nationals.
Attaboy.
There's no chance. I think that I will say this. I think that Dusty Baker gets a little he gets a little bit of a bad rap because of what he does in the playoffs, because of his lack of success in the playoffs. Regular season, his teams do very well. So there is something to be said by that. But a Dusty Baker managed team in the playoffs, and you get that, the choice is either them or the team that's already won, what, 83 games up to this point? I'm taking the team with Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher in the game, who will be rested and ready to go down the stretch, and the best pitching rotation and close to the best lineup in the league. Give me the Dodgers.
All right, Alex, we talked with Royce Lewis yesterday on the show, podcast available online at KGUMradio.com. You can also check out the SoundCloud clip on Twitter if you're following at KGYM Radio. Royce Lewis signed for over $6 million. Scott Boras is his agent. Number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft this year, now with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He took his money and he put it in a trust. He's living off of his minor league salary, which is about $850, $900 a month. You've got Royce Lewis money. You get $6, $7 million almost fall into your lap. What would you splurge on? Remember, he said yesterday he thought about buying a PlayStation 4 and then decided against it.
I'm just going to upgrade my wardrobe, because right now I'll take...
You're going clothes?
I'm going clothes. I've been trying to do that recently, to get the kid clothes out of the wardrobe and bring in some adult clothes, and that's not going to be anywhere near $500,000 or $1 million in my signing bonus, and I'm putting the rest away.
No, it's splurging.
I'm splurging on clothes. I'm going to start dressing like an adult, dressing like a professional, so I can get into the mindset of what it takes to be a professional athlete. And when you see a guy like Royce Lewis put all of his money away and live off of the $800 a month that he makes from the team right now, it's impressive. But you think about it, and what does he need? First of all, he doesn't need a car for two reasons.
Yeah, we found that out yesterday as well.
Because he doesn't have a license, and he really doesn't need to drive. The second thing is he doesn't need a house. He doesn't need an apartment because he has a host family here in Cedar Rapids. So until I absolutely need it, I'm going to put my money away, let it grow, and by the time I'm in the majors, I'm going to be a multimillionaire, and I already am. And my money will have grown that much more. So I'm going to upgrade the wardrobe and not worry about anything else. Maybe an Xbox 360 or a PS4. If it comes to that and I'm wondering about pulling the trigger on a $250 item, I'm probably going to pull the trigger on a $250
item. Mama Lewis is following us on Twitter now, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
So we got to mind our P's and Q's when we're talking about Royce Lewis. Kyle, you strike me as the type of person that would splurge on something ridiculously dumb.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd.
$6.5 million. What would you do?
Chick-fil-A.
I'll get some Chick-fil-A. Might buy a Doug and Daddy jersey. Maybe a Hector Villanueva picture. But
if you buy a Hector Villanueva autographed photo off eBay,
would you
get that for about $20, just FYI.
Would you buy an autographed Aaron Judge card?
No.
Still available. It's available on eBay for one day remaining in the auction. It's at $2,250. Come on. Juice that baby up for me, please.
My gut was telling me I would go home, but then thinking about the reasons that Royce Lewis gave us for why he's not splurging are all really practical. You know, like Alex said, he doesn't need a car, so why would he get one? And if I'm a Class A baseball player, I don't need a nice house yet. I'm going to wait until I'm in the pros, and then I'll splurge on a home. And I think that the point that Alex made about redoing the wardrobe, I'm wearing a Rob FM t-shirt to work today. So I'm going to buy some new clothes, and the answer to your question is I'm splurging on a car. I want to be able to feel comfortable when I go from point A to point B, and that's pretty much the only thing. I'll splurge on a car, and then that's probably it.
Now, I would have said a car, but Todd, you told me the story about the Burlington Bees player who was signed for $7 million, who had pulled up in a tricked-out Hummer to Veterans Memorial Stadium, except it wasn't him pulling up in the car, it was his parents.
Yeah, Roberto Balduquin.
And after you told me that, there is no chance. If I'm
Coon's
gonna
dad isn't rolling up in like a Bugatti. Hey, Alex, I'm here to pick you up.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. If I am paying that much money for a car, I better be driving that thing every day.
All right, Alex, you're a college football fan. This next one should be right up your alley. Brett Bielema and now PJ Fleck have been featured on the program Being Bielema, Being PJ Fleck. Which college football coach would you like to see featured next?
I want to see a coach that goes a little bit. I want to go the opposite direction from Bielema and
out
PJ
east?
Fleck. Yes, out east.
Okay.
I want to go with a coach that nobody knows anything about because he keeps everything so locked up. So the correct answer to this, it may sound like a little bit of a cop-out, but I want to go deep into the life of Nick Saban. It's never going to happen. He will never let that happen. But what does he do outside of football? Does he have other hobbies?
Complaining about the media, which we'll get to in hour number three.
We'll get to that as well. But other than complaining about the media and coaching football, does he play video games? Does he, I don't know, line dance? What does he do after he leaves that football facility?
Being Nick Saban.
Being Nick Saban.
Okay. I can see that. Kyle?
I had one. Jim Harbaugh jumps to my mind, and that seems too easy. Way too easy. You think he's interesting. He probably is interesting. He probably does all sorts of weird things. But I feel like we have a kind of a general idea of who Jim Harbaugh is. And this is going to seem, you could call this a cop-out, Alex. I actually want to be Kirk Ferentz because I want to know if he truly is the guy that he seems like. He seems like just very family man, very, dare I say, I know he listens, dare I say, boring. And I just want to see how much fun he has in a given day, given week. What's he do on the weekends?
All right, you knew this one was coming.
Does he go to gourmet burger night?
You knew this one was coming. You plug a toilet in a stranger's home. What would you do?
It depends on who the stranger is. If it's a female companion, then I'm going to try my best to cure the situation and not tell anybody about it.
And you better do it quick, too.
And do it quickly.
She's going to know.
Other than that, I have no problem letting the owner of the house know that there was a little bit of an issue because I don't want to be the person who ruins the towels, ruins the rugs, ruins everything in a bathroom because I didn't tell anybody about the mess that I made. So I'm most of the time I'm going to tell people. There might be a couple of situations when I don't.
Most of the time. Okay.
Unless it's like a close friend, like, you know, guys I've been living with, or, you know, if it's anything other than a very close friend, I may stage my disappearance. I will leave town and start a new life. That is, like, that's
kind of like Elvis? Oh, wait, no, that was yesterday. Sorry.
I'm heading to Elvis's place. No, but that's tough to, like, look somebody in the face, especially, Alex said, if there's a lady friend involved, I cannot handle that. I don't know what I would do.
Kyle, you think you've got a Midwest One Bank big board update in you?
Sure do.
All right. Midwest One Bank, where you're the one bringing you this big board update.
Former Cyclone George Niang signed a partially guaranteed one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors yesterday. He'll be one of the last players on the bench, but the Warriors have a track record of utilizing young, cheap, and talented players even well into the playoffs. The Gazette and KGYM Radio released preseason high school football rankings. Ankeny Centennial sits atop Class 4A with Iowa City West 4th, Cedar Rapids Washington 6th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Pella was pegged as the class of Class 3A with Xavier 3rd. Mount Vernon is tied for 2nd in Class 2A with Williamsburg 7th. And Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Tonight marks the first night of high school football in the area, with some teams playing Week 0 games, including HLV and Wayland at Wayland and Lone Tree at Central City. The Colonels lost 7-2 last night to the Burlington Bees in the third of a four-game series. One positive did come from that, however, was Shane Carrier hitting a solo home run to extend his hitting streak to 22 games. They'll try to preserve a series split tonight with Patrick McGuff on the hill squaring off with Chris Rodriguez beginning at 6:30. The Twins and Indians were postponed last night in Minnesota, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Cleveland won Game 1 9-3. Game 2 is set to start at 6:10, and since that's a rain makeup game, we don't have that here on KGYM. Keep it here for some ESPN programming on all KGYM frequencies.
That second game starter is none other than Aaron Sleggers, the former Cedar Rapids Colonels right-hander who won seven games in 2014 and also plugged a stranger's toilet and... Well, at least he cleaned up the mess afterwards.
I just really hope that he doesn't have any issues before his start tonight.
Yeah, well,
at Target Field.
We'll see how things go. I like that 26th man rule though, where if you're playing a doubleheader because of the limitations on the pitching staff, you can bring a guy up from the minor leagues, gets an opportunity for some guys who may or may not get a big league chance otherwise, or maybe would have had to wait until September. When roster is expanded, he's dipping his toes in the waters right now, and it's a little easier to dip your toe in the water when it's overflowing from a toilet. Almost hour number three time. Scott Unash is at Kingston Stadium tonight. We're going to be saying that a lot over the coming weeks and months here at KGYM because high school football is upon us. It is the kickoff to the high school football season tonight with our friends from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. I understand that turnout is high at Kingston Stadium, but there are still some seats available if you make your way over there. The first annual high school kickoff roundtable discussion. Most of the area metro coaches will be there. We got some great prizes for you as well. Stop by, get one of the KGYM schedule magnets that Scott and staff will be handing out. It's a free event. Starts at 6, goes until 8 o'clock. And we'll be hearing from Scott from Kingston Stadium coming up in just a little bit. Right now, though, 319-366-1600. If you're caller number 6, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Hairball in concert at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It's coming up in November. 319-366-1600. Hairball plays a lot of 80s rock and roll. It'll never die as long as they have something to say about it. They have a very loyal following. This is a great show, and you will have a good time. That is a promise from me to you. 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number 6 right now. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Back with more after this.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy, heard you started your own business.
Hey, James. Yep, started my own Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, robots. Each one of my Froyo robots delivers 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers within 60 seconds. I have robots at high traffic locations like malls and theaters. It was the easiest business decision I've ever made.
And this is a franchise?
Absolutely. Reese and Irvy's provided all the tools necessary to start. Access to premium product, local technical support, franchise coaching, they secured me these amazing locations. Now my robots do all the work for me, allowing me more time for myself.
And the robots do the work?
Yep, they work so I don't have to. Each robot only takes 2 to 3 hours of maintenance a week, and part-time packages are available, which opens this opportunity up to everyone.
How can I get my own robots?
It's easy. Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 7878, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7878.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work.